T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local, the 24th of April, 2024. Mostly cloudy, mild and muggy today with a high near 80 degrees. Now, tomorrow we'll see a slight severe storm chance northwest of DFW. Friday morning, that's when we've got the showers and storms that will be numerous. So keep that in mind for Friday's commute. It was a tight game from the opening tip-off to the final buzzer, but the Dallas Mavericks responded. They came out on top last night, game two of their first-round playoff series against the LA Clippers, evening the series at a game apiece. But it took a 14-0 fourth-quarter run to get the job done. Head coach Jason Kidd.
We talked about this, you know, the game of runs. The Clippers made a run. The big thing is that they truly believe that they can stay together, and we answered with the run.
Luka scored 32 last night. Kyrie Irving added 23. Game three will be Friday night at the American Airlines Center. In Dallas today, city leaders are hoping to make the Dallas Wings an offer that the team just can't refuse. It includes a move to Dallas. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Dallas is hoping to catch lightning in a bottle here. The North Texas WNBA franchise, the Dallas Wings, has lagged behind most of the league in attendance. But they're hoping to catch this rising tide of interest in women's basketball with last week's WNBA draft of Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
And heading to the podium, she is officially a member of the Indiana Fever after as decorated a collegiate career as we have ever seen. Caitlin Clark, now a professional.
And with that, interest in the WNBA has spiked, and the league hopes it's for good. Now, today, the Dallas City Council plans to vote on a nearly $20 million incentives package aimed at luring the Wings from their home at UT Arlington to Dallas Memorial Auditorium, which is 66 years old now, but it's due for a facelift as part of the larger upgrade of the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. The Wings hope the heightened interest in Caitlin Clark will help their own attendance, which averaged just 4,600 this past season, fourth from the bottom in the WNBA's 12 teams. Live in the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More renovations are coming to Arlington's Entertainment District. This time it's a facelift for Choctaw Stadium. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the latest.
The Arlington City Council unanimously approved a plan to spend more than $4 million to transform the west side of Choctaw Stadium along Nolan Ryan Expressway. It calls for adding 6,000 square feet of commercial space, along with an Arlington police storefront and a temporary firehouse while Station 8 is undergoing renovations. Rob Matwick with the Rangers, which still manage their former ballpark, tells me work will not start until after the All-Star Game, which will take place across the street at Globe Life Field.
That would give us time to plan, design, go through permitting processes, if there are construction needs, to get those bid and approved, and then to be in a position to move forward after the All-Star Game moves out in July.
It's unclear how much money the Rangers are contributing. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth will soon be getting a second skyline, this one in Panther Island. The city council unanimously approved a change to allow for buildings as tall as 20 stories to be built on Panther Island. During public comment, David Martinez told the council skylines are a source of civic pride.
I have friends that have tattoos of sea skylines, so I guarantee, please make it nice where the top parts of the building don't look weird.
20 stories is the height of the former Pier 1 building that will soon become the new City Hall. In Frisco, an arrest has been made now in connection with recent fires. 29-year-old Jonathan Webb of Austin remains behind bars in the Denton County Jail this morning, facing charges of arson and deadly conduct. Kelly Kistner with Frisco Fire says Webb is accused of setting a small fire outside a home on Haverford Drive.
It ended up being a trash pile that was outside of a house. The folks have been doing a remodel on their home.
That fire was put out quickly. Nobody was hurt. Webb is also facing charges in connection with a fire at a home that's under construction on Memorial Drive and is a suspect with another house fire in Frisco. A Dallas grandmother is on trial for killing her own grandchild. KRLD's LP Phillips has the story.
Jury selection is underway in the trial of 63-year-old Suzette James, a case that could land her in prison for life with no parole. She's accused of killing her one-month-old grandson, Zylan Phillips. It happened in the early morning hours of October 22, 2022, in James' apartment near Greenville and 635. The baby's mother had been hospitalized and was in the intensive care unit. James was in charge of watching her children. James FaceTimed the daughter that morning to say the baby was unresponsive. A nurse tried to talk James through CPR, and Dallas Fire Rescue rushed to the scene. But by the time the infant got to the hospital, he was dead. An autopsy showed the baby died from the result of abusive head trauma. Testimony could begin tomorrow. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
All across Texas, housing costs are rising. In fact, existing home sales have more than doubled in the last 10 years. In Dallas, voters will be deciding on a massive bond package, and it includes plans to help keep housing affordable. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Supporters of Proposition H say it would help people like bus drivers, food delivery drivers, and medical assistants struggling with higher rent.
Do you really want these people, of all that they have to take care of on our behalf, do you want them worrying about living in substandard housing, given all the other responsibilities that they have that actually help us?
South Dallas Fair Park Community Development's Billy Lane says the measure would provide $26 million for housing. Councilwoman Kara Mendelson says the proposition has no specific projects, and Dallas can already use more than a dozen federal and state programs to provide affordable housing without taxing residents. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A company that makes doors and windows will be building a new plant in Mansfield, bringing hundreds of new jobs. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
The state of Texas is giving a $3.1 million grant from the Texas Enterprise Fund to Crystal Windows and Door Systems. The company will build a new manufacturing facility and regional corporate headquarters in Mansfield. The project will create more than 500 new jobs and will be responsible for more than $120 million in capital investment. The company was founded in 1990 and has five major production facilities across the country. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A popular coffee shop chain in Dallas abruptly shuts its doors, all of them for good. More from KRLD's Austin York.
Employees of Foxtrot got an email yesterday morning that at the end of the workday Tuesday, they would no longer be employed. A memo from another Dallas shop told employees that managers had no clue about anything before Tuesday morning. All four Dallas Foxtrot locations, including shops in Uptown and on Knox Henderson, have been closed permanently as the company goes into bankruptcy protection. The chain had 33 locations nationwide with headquarters in Chicago. It was created to be part coffee shop and part convenience store, with an emphasis on delivering upscale grocery items like pints of Jenny's ice cream, bottles of wine, and flowers. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Again today, mostly cloudy, mild, muggy, high near 80.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.